Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, I'm Kevin. Can I sit here?
Yeah, sure.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Is this your first visit to Paris?
Yes, I'm from Canada, and this is my first visit to Europe or anywhere else. I've never been abroad before, and everything seems very exciting. And where are you from?
From Liverpool. My family's lived in that part of England for ages. And we seldom travel anywhere either.
My parents are completely different. They travel a lot because of their job, but they've never taken me with them.
I see.
But this time we're traveling all together as a family. Today we're going to have a guided excursion of the historical part of Paris. Are you here on your own?
No, it's a school trip. The whole class are here and two teachers to supervise us.
Ah, it must be interesting traveling in a large group.
Yeah, we were awarded this trip when we won the city competition.
Was it a sports competition?
No, it was a competition for school rock bands.
You're a musician?
Sort of. In our band, I play the drums.
Do you see music as your career? Everyone nowadays wants to be either a celebrity or a computer genius.
Not in my case. Music is just for fun. I'm deeply interested in physics and biology. I think that absolutely fantastic discoveries are awaiting us in these fields. They could completely change our idea of the universe and of ourselves.
So, you want to do scientific research?
Exactly.
But that means getting a very good education.
Yes, this is my last year at school and I hope to start my university course this summer. I've got good grades and it makes my plan sound quite realistic.
Yes, it looks like a good one. You seem to have planned your life very well. I can't even make up my mind on what souvenirs to buy for my friends back home.
I found a shop with some old photos of the city. I bought several pictures there as gifts for my friends. They're not expensive and the images are lovely.
Yeah, I think that would be better than heavy souvenir mugs or t-shirts with prints. Could you tell me where the shop is?
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, I'm Kevin. Can I sit here?
Yeah, sure.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Is this your first visit to Paris?
Yes, I'm from Canada, and this is my first visit to Europe or anywhere else. I've never been abroad before, and everything seems very exciting. And where are you from?
From Liverpool. My family's lived in that part of England for ages. And we seldom travel anywhere either.
My parents are completely different. They travel a lot because of their job, but they've never taken me with them.
I see.
But this time, we're travelling all together as a family. Today, we're going to have a guided excursion of the historical part of Paris. Are you here on your own?
No, it's a school trip. The whole class are here, and two teachers to supervise us.
Ah, it must be interesting travelling in a large group.
Yeah, we were awarded this trip when we won the city competition.
Was it a sports competition?
No, it was a competition for school rock bands.
You're a musician?
Sort of. In our band, I play the drums.
Do you see music as your career? Everyone nowadays wants to be either a celebrity or a computer genius.
Not in my case. Music is just for fun. I'm deeply interested in physics and biology. I think that absolutely fantastic discoveries are awaiting us in these fields. They could completely change our idea of the universe and of ourselves.
So, you want to do scientific research?
Exactly.
But that means getting a very good education.
Yes, this is my last year at school and I hope to start my university course this summer. I've got good grades and it makes my plan sound quite realistic.
Yes, it looks like a good one. You seem to have planned your life very well. I can't even make up my mind on what souvenirs to buy for my friends back home.
I found a shop with some old photos of the city. I bought several pictures there as gifts for my friends. They're not expensive and the images are lovely.
Yeah, I think that would be better than heavy souvenir mugs or t-shirts with prints. Could you tell me where the shop is?
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.